Carrie Black, the ghost of Hot Dog Woman.
Yes!
Oh, the story we've all been waiting for.
She didn't find you in Pittsburgh.
Sadly, no.
I've been really been missing Hot Dog Woman.
I have too.
Yes, we all.
Tyler.
This could get pretty ugly. Well, say when.
When.
Our guide is Kate, and she couldn't be perkier. Here you see PNC Park, home of Heinz Field, she says, showing us the best places to visit in Pittsburgh. The stadium is designed to show the Pittsburgh skyline to fans attending ball games. I marvel at the architecture, but our sightseeing is suddenly interrupted. Captain Bob, you've made a wrong turn, says Kate with some alarm. This is a dead end. We could go down here, he says, veering off the street onto a pedestrian walkway. We bounce down a grassy slope toward the nearby riverbank. Kate cries, wait, Captain Bob, don't! But he spins the wheel, veering off the pavement, and our bus plunges nose first into the Allegheny. More on that later.
Oh, wow.
It's a novel, I tell Lisa. We've just arrived in Pittsburgh, my hometown, where Mensa held his annual gathering back in 2009. We've come here because I'm writing a book about it. That was the weirdest weekend of my life, I explained. It was a furry convention that same weekend. You had boat races, funnel cakes, people in giant animal costumes. The book will write itself. Of course, that was also when I met Hot Dog Woman. Even now, traveling with my new love Lisa, the Queen of Atlantis, I can't help feeling the shadow of my old obsession, though I haven't seen Charlotte in years. But that's not why we're here. We've come to visit the William Penn Omni Hotel, where the annual gathering actually happened. This is Monday, so all the conference rooms are deserted. The grand ballroom on the 17th floor is eerily silent and empty. I remember the surge and bustle of that weekend 4 years ago, when a locust swarm of Mensons devoured more than 5,000 hot dogs, including those eaten by Charlotte and me. My mouth still waters thinking of that. Lisa's there the whole time, taking notes, pictures, and videos. The book is a murder mystery about a crazy series of crimes committed during the July 4th weekend, and the Mensen who solves them falling in love in the process. Lisa only questions that once. She wonders if it makes sense to write about a love affair with someone else when she's right here, the person I've chosen to spend my life with. And in that moment, I realize something. My Mensen detective doesn't fall for Hot Dog Woman. He falls for the Queen of Atlantis. Not only is she a real-life character model, but Lisa's views on the fabled lost continent, in my opinion, are utterly goofy, and thus a perfect match for my novel, Forget Charlotte. My new inspiration is Lisa, my lovely, quirky, fallen monarch. Whoops, oh, I almost forgot that cliffhanger. No, we didn't die. Everyone was fine. That was an excursion conducted by Just Ducky Tours, where you ride an amphibious vehicle straight into the Allegheny River. They act like it's really dangerous, but I don't think anyone's fooled. Our fellow passengers seemed delighted, not panicked. They even let me drive for a while, once we're boat instead of a bus. If you're ever in Pittsburgh, try it. Spoiler alert. In my novel, the Queen of Atlantis hijacks one, but don't worry, you'll be fine.